Guillermo Ceja of El Jebel ran the Boston Marathon earlier this month. His path there was arguably an unlikely one. He immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico and struggled with alcohol for years before turning to competitive running. As he told me, Boston was a victory, even though he didn't set a personal record. Guillermo Ceja's goal for Boston was 2 hours and 50 minutes. The weather did not help much. He finished in 3 hours and 14 minutes.
There was sleet and then rain. The water never stopped. I'm not really sure how I got to the finish.
Race officials said the conditions were the worst in the marathon's 122-year history.
The conditions were so intense, concerns for runners were bigger than finishing times.
An alarming number of elite runners dropped out before the finish.
Other people stopped, gave up, and left the race. My mentality was just to finish, to not let the race defeat me.
He had plenty of support. Hacienda Jalisco, a Mexican restaurant in Basalt, sponsored him, and his brother and sister traveled from Mexico to watch him run. Ceja is 39. He's a caretaker for a second homeowner in Aspen. His days are full of manual labor, but that doesn't stop him from running before or after work, sometimes both. He trains on the Rio Grande Trail and sometimes around the Basalt High School track. It's his therapy, he says.
It's how I deal with my stress, and it's how I get my energy.
He started running long distances in 2016. He says he was depressed and drinking too much.
I struggled with alcoholism. My wife and I had problems. She was going to divorce me. And so I decided it was time to change. I started working out in 2015, and I didn't run. Well, I ran, but not like I do now. I try and do it like a professional.
Running saved his marriage, he says. He stopped drinking, and his wife is happy with his changes. Ceja says he doesn't want to preach, but he does think his story is proof that people can change their lives. Boston was his fifth marathon. He's run 2 in Aspen, 2 in Long Beach, California, and has also run some half marathons. He has his sights set on other biggies like New York and Chicago, but his next is right here in Aspen on July 14th. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.